Monday, 10:55 a.m. at my locker. We just received our letters from the office of Principal Winston to Nikki Maxwell. From Principal Winston. Re 8th grade student exchange week. Dear Nikki, each year, all 8th grade students at Westchester Country Day Middle School participate in student exchange week with local schools. We feel this helps to foster community and good citizenship between students and faculty at the host schools. Participation is mandatory for you to meet your 8th grade requirements. Next week, you will be attending North Hampton Hills International Academy, NHH. You are expected to be on your best
to check the video daily to monitor how many times it's been viewed. As if things weren't already a hot mess, today was the second time this week I'd seen bugs inside the school building. I counted 9 huge stink bugs in the girls' locker room just while I was getting dressed after gym class. One flew in my hair, and I totally freaked. Of course, Mackenzie and the CCPs were practically rolling on the floor laughing at me. Thank goodness Chloe and Zoe were there to help me. They are the best friends ever. As crazy as this may sound, bugs are the very reason I'll never, ever fit in at this school. Mostly because I have a deep, dark secret. I only attend this fancy prep school because my dad arranged a scholarship for me as part of his bug extermination contract. OMG, I am so totally embarrassed about it. I haven't even told Chloe and Zoe yet. As a matter of fact, I've been at WCD for almost 3 months now, and not a single student here knows my secret. Well, no one except Mackenzie Hollister, and she found out purely by accident. One morning I was late for school, and the only way I could get there was in my dad's work van. I'd always been a little worried about riding with him because his van is old, needs a tune-up, and has a lot of things wrong with it. The most serious being the ginormous roach sitting on top of it. People stop right in their tracks and stare at it in awe. Not only is it hideous looking, but it makes you feel really odd. Anyway, when Dad dropped me off at the front door of the school, I was super happy and relieved that no one else was around to see me. But then Mackenzie just unexpectedly popped out of nowhere, like some kind of evil jack-in-the-box. When I saw her standing there, I almost had a heart attack. She was like this really big, ugly, infected pimple that had suddenly erupted right on the tip of the nose of my life. She stared at me with this shocked look on her face and said, "What is that hideous brown thing on top of your van?" I just rolled my eyes at her because, personally, I thought that was the stupidest question ever. It was obvious to anyone with a brain that it was a roach, and it was up there on top of our van mainly to, do really important stuff that was, actually none of Mackenzie's business. But the strange thing was that Mackenzie hadn't mentioned my dad again until yesterday. And she's one of the biggest gossips in the entire school. I've heard other kids gush that Mackenzie is so rich she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Not! Mackenzie's mouth is so big, she was born with a silver shovel in it. That girl cannot be trusted tomorrow morning. And since the deadline for entering the talent show was also tomorrow, I'd sign us up first thing in the morning. "Cool," said Violet. "Yes, very cool," Theodore added. That's when it finally occurred to me that we still had a major problem. The only remaining issue, guys, is that we need a drummer. We can't do this unless we have a drummer. I felt like a balloon that had just had all the air let out of it. Violet looked crushed. You're right, we won't stand a chance. Crud! My music career is over even before it got started. Theodore squinted his eyes and tapped his chin like he was doing a really hard geometry problem in his head or something. Well, like I said earlier,